So you just got a web, bro?
Yeah, yeah.
What'd you get?
Just got a Flatbush Primary in Auckland there.
Nice. What's that involve?
Bit of A1000, Akron 1000 to all the concrete slabs there for curing and anti-dusting.
Nice.
Obviously extending that service life, as that's what we're always about
here.
Is
it
at Marken.
gonna have gonna have what's the finishes of the floor gonna be?
Just a burnished slab there. And there's a little bit of Akron 2000 works as well, fall under the floor coverings.
Oh, so the schools, like in their classrooms and that, they have it.
Yeah, so the Akron 2000's for the
the
main
class,
classrooms, and then 1000 all in their reception area. Some of the corridors even have got exposed concrete, so it's
durable finish option.
Yeah, it'd be quite nice once it's all done.
Nice. It's a good feeling for Friday afternoon.
Yes. No, it is.
Yeah.
Finishing the week off with something positive is always good. So,
yeah. Nice. So that, do you reckon that's the most interesting project you've worked on this week, or is there something else?
There's been a few others. Myself and my colleague Lockie were down in Christchurch on the Wednesday there.
Nice.
Had a meeting on every hour. So there were 8 meetings total.
Nice.
All locked in, and it's good.
Yeah, reckon the market's picking up a bit then.
Yes, nah, for sure is.
Good.
Compared to last year, obviously, and following on from the government change there, a lot of government-led projects had been put on hold, and kind of been shafted, I guess you could say. But now they're definitely starting to pick up a lot of schooling.
Yeah, nice.
Even the Ministry of Health, a lot of health projects, hospitals and healthcare's are all starting to come back, which is good.
Cranking on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, eh? Yeah, no, similar in industries. So anyone that's not familiar, Lake looks after construction in New Zealand, construction sales. So that's everything from hospitals to education, schooling, as he's just mentioned, retail, warehouse floors, everything. I'm more in the mining and civil infrastructure space. And yeah, likewise, it's a bit of a quieter start to the year, but that's kind of typical. But yeah, there's some real good projects in the pipeline there. It's looking like about halfway through the year is going to really pick up. Lots of projects that are sort of, nearing the end of that study phase and they're ready to push go, which is awesome. No, that's cool. If there's one thing in the market that you could tell every builder in New Zealand involved in pouring concrete, or say let's just say pouring a, for the argument's sake, a school project, what would be the one thing you wish you could tell them in regard of concrete curing? On top of your head,
generally speaking, obviously the old age / I guess you could say trusted way of curing a concrete slab is water curing. However, that does come with many challenges. As with kind of known and seen a lot on projects over in the past, just due to when you're water curing, just due to the fact that inconsistency sometimes if you're doing even a multi-story, we've got one up in Auckland that we're pricing up at the moment, 18 stories high, you can't water cure up to 18 stories. And it's a lot of admin involved. You've got to have guys on site maintaining that water ponding on that slab. And then when it comes to obviously flooring stage, if there's floor coverings going down, if that concrete's still wet, then the floor layers aren't going to be able to put their floor coverings down. So
you're saying there's smarter ways or there's better ways than water curing those sort of slabs.
And also a lot cost effective too. It depending if you're doing a curing blanket or just water ponding. Both are very
It's an interesting topic. Not many people think about water curing having a cost, but it does. You think about the labor aspect of it, a lot of time you're paying for water in these especially in larger cities, that sort of thing. And then you, like you say, if you're doing water curing properly, you're doing it for a minimum of 3 days, and in some concretes it's 7 days. And you're having a very, I mean, it's not very practical to work in, is it?
When you've got water and also during those 7 days, you can't do any work on the slab. Like it's all, that kind of takes out that chunk of carrying on with other works that may require you to go on the slab as such.
And it's in a perfect world, it's the best that you can do for concrete curing for sure. We're not questioning its quality of curing concrete, but yeah, like you say, being practical, and yeah, it's just something to think about. Like you might say one of our hydrogel curing products might look, I don't know what's the pricing per square meter approximately for
For the general water cure, for an alternative, oh, we can get down to $1.50, $2 a square meter for, as an alternative or superior cure.
And then obviously it just depends on what your end use of that area is, but yeah, there is, yeah, there's definitely different ways to do that. And would you say when you're thinking about flooring, it's that's you mentioned, the slab being wet and saturated from water curing, but then it's also if it's exposed to moisture during its construction phase, it doesn't set out very nicely for floor coverings, does it?
No, not at all. And it's, a big cause of projects kind of get not sticking to a project timeline, I guess you could say, just due to the fact that they have to wait a certain, say, a couple of weeks or a month for that concrete to dry out before floor layers can get on.
No, that's that's definitely something to think about there. No, that's cool. Thanks, Lake. Trying to think if there's anything else from this side of the table. I fully agree with what you're saying. It's definitely seen as sort of being a cheap, easy option, but in reality, it's not the water curing. It's good. Awesome. Anything else to finish off the week? What are you doing on the weekend?
No real plans at the moment. Going to
Not going pig hunting or anything.
no pig hunting. Just gonna chillax, hang out with some family and friends and
Yeah, nice. Same.
enjoy the nice sunny weather we have here in Hawke's Bay at the moment.
I might go up to Taupō,
Oh.
see the float.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
Very
on the old
nice.
river, catch up with a few mates.
Good stuff.
Yeah, and
Sweet.
right, eyes to the front, Lake, mate.